What's up, guys? Carolina Jackpot coming at you. It's Friday evening. Almost forgot about the picks against the spread for week number 5 of the 2020 college football season. I really didn't forget. Just been busy. So we have 20 games to pick against the spread for this week. Not going to spend a lot of time on each game and going to run through these kind of quick. So buckle your seatbelts and listen fast because I'm going to talk fast. Arkansas State on the road at Coastal Carolina tomorrow. Coastal Carolina is a 3-point underdog at home. I am going to take the road team here at Arkansas State. If you look at Coastal Carolina, they gave up a lot of rushing yards to the two opponents that they've beaten this year, that being Kansas and Campbell. They give a ton of rushing yards to Campbell. So I know Arkansas State will be able to move the ball against them on the ground. Just looked like a better team to me. Take the road team in this one. South Carolina, my Gamecocks, going on the road to Florida. Florida is an 18-point favorite at home. In this situation, with this short of amount of points here, I'm going to take Florida to cover that spread. I think they'll win by about 3 touchdowns. If you watch my Rob Cameron Kale Show podcast pick, Carolina was a 21.5-point underdog there, so I took us. But in this situation, I will not. I think Kyle Trask and Kyle Pitts are just going to be too much. The South Carolina defense didn't look good against Tennessee, against a pedestrian quarterback in Jarrett Guarantano and pedestrian receivers. I don't think that they're going to fare very well against above-average quarterback and elite tight end and some decent wide receivers there at Florida. Missouri on the road at Tennessee. Tennessee laying 11.5 points at home to Missouri. I think this line is just fundamentally wrong. It just is. Missouri, a team to me that just does not going to is not going to have any quit in them this year. The way they're playing against Alabama, I think they're underrated. I think their running game is better than what South Carolina's was. And you saw the Gamecocks pushing the ball, getting some yardage on the right side of that Tennessee defensive line in that second half of that game. And I think Missouri could probably do the same and do it even more effectively. It would not shock me at all if Missouri wins this game. I don't think they'll win it. I think Tennessee will win at home, but I think it's going to be another close nail-biting game. Kind of like what they saw last week. So give me the road team, Missouri, to cover in this one. UNC on the road at Boston College. Boston College, a 13.5-point underdog at home to UNC. Everybody is picking UNC here, and I can understand why. But I'm going to go against the grain a little bit. I think Boston College is going to be able to ugly this game up somewhat, slow down the pace. They didn't look great last week against Texas State, which is a kind of opponent that that they don't see that often. I think they'll be just fine. They've got themselves a quarterback now. They've got a vertical passing game, and they got the running game that they can rely on as well. UNC hasn't played in like a month, so I mean they could be a little rusty coming in. Probably not, but they could be. And I just think it's a bad position here for UNC. These two teams don't play very often. And I'm taking the home Eagles to cover this number. LSU on the road at Vanderbilt, 20.5-point favorites on the road. Kind of got smacked around a little bit last week by Mississippi State. Yeah, we all saw that. A lot of people saw them not being able to cover, and a lot of people saw them losing outright. I am going to, and I struggled with this one a little bit, I'm going to take LSU to cover here, but I don't know. If Vanderbilt covers this number, it wouldn't surprise me. They covered the number big time last week against Texas A&M. Do I think Vanderbilt's a good team? No. And I don't think Texas A&M is that good of a team either. So that might lend a little bit to why they actually covered that number. But I'm going to go with LSU here to come in angry and play a pissed-off game and smack Vanderbilt in the mouth, knock them around, beat them by about 4 touchdowns. But wouldn't surprise me if this pick is incorrect. TCU on the road at Texas. Texas is laying 11.5 at home. Been able to put up a lot of points in both their wins this year. Last week, just a back and forth game against Texas Tech. This crazy shootout, which they eventually were able to win. I think TCU is going to slow that down somewhat, probably cut that point total about in half for Texas. I don't know if they're going to be able to score enough here, but I think they will. I think TCU will cover this number here. They always play the Longhorns tough or beat them. So give me the road team here. You know, without much of a crowd, that's going to be a factor as well. Give me TCU. Baylor on the road at West Virginia. West Virginia's 3-point underdog at home to Baylor. I've only seen Baylor out once, and they just totally annihilated Kansas. I understand it's Kansas, so you know, we don't put a lot of stock in that. West Virginia really looked very good offensively against Oklahoma State when they had to match up with a big boy team that wasn't called Eastern Kentucky. So I'm going to take Baylor on the road to get the job done, put up enough points to cover the number, and send the Mountaineers their second straight Big 12 loss. NC State on the road at Pittsburgh. NC State is a 14-point underdog at Pitt. Pitt, we're 3-0 right now, I believe, with wins over Syracuse and Louisville in the ACC play. They're 3-0 right now. How long does it last? How long do you think Pitt's going to go undefeated? No, I don't. I don't think they're going to go undefeated. NC State, not a very good showing last week, but they did beat a Wake Forest team a few weeks ago that put up 66 points tonight. So an argument I think can be made for their side. I don't think they kind of got blindsided last week by Virginia Tech, a team that had like 30% of their players out for coronavirus. But I like NC State for some reason here to keep this game closer. I don't see Pitt. I can see Pitt winning the game. I can see them winning it, but I don't see them blowing anybody out. Unless you're Austin Peay or whoever that was they blew out in game one. I think NC State keeps this game close. Pitt really wasn't even able to get a whole lot going offensively against a Louisville defense that looked absolutely horrible the week before against Miami. So there's that. And Memphis at SMU. Memphis is a 2.5-point road favorite here. They've had some coronavirus issues, too. I saw SMU out. Shane Bouchel looked pretty good the last couple of times out. I'm going to go with the road team here, the home team here, to cover the number. And I think they could get the win here. Or I'll get it from Memphis. Didn't really impress me when I saw them playing against Arkansas State. South Florida at Cincy. Cincy is a 22-point favorite at home. Another line that I think is fundamentally wrong. They could be ahead by that much at halftime. We saw South Florida a couple of weeks ago give up 52 points to Notre Dame, and they contributed zero to that game. So, I dare say the Cincinnati offense is better than Notre Dame's. Let's just be real. That's another one that's wrong. South Florida will get absolutely blown out. Poor old Jeff Scott. I feel bad for him. Oklahoma State at Kansas. Laying 21.5 on the road. Go ahead and give me Oklahoma State to cover here, man. Kansas is terrible. I don't see him keeping that one close. And they've been blown out a couple of times this year, and I look for that trend to continue. They've tried like three different quarterbacks, none of which have been very good. Oklahoma State, I think, is going to improve steadily all year long after that opening week loss again, or opening week poor performance, shall we say, against Tulsa. Texas Tech at Kansas State, 2.5-point favorites at home. The K-State Wildcats against Texas Tech. I'm going to lean Texas Tech here. They came out, almost beat Texas last week. ton of yards, put up a ton of points. I mean, I don't know if Kansas State is for real, or if Oklahoma just had a very poor performance last week in the loss to Kansas State. I kind of tend to think it was Oklahoma that's had a very poor performance. I don't think Kansas State is anything special, and I could see them having a letdown here at home. Give me the Red Raiders in this one. Texas A&M on the road at Alabama, 17.5-point favorites at home. I'm going to take Alabama here. They didn't cover the spread last week against Missouri. And we I was listening to one of the podcasts from Vegas. And they talked about these elite teams like Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and how it's a lot easier for them to cover spreads. They're more likely to cover big spreads, that being like, you know, 14 points or more on the road than it is at home, because on the road they have a reduced number of players there, so they're more likely to be playing first or second stringers the whole game, irregardless of the score. This is a home game for them, though, but I don't think Texas A&M is very good. I think you know, that Kellen Mond, when he starts facing, you know, a decent pass rush, he starts getting a little bit of pressure, and he just folds up like old cheap accordion. And I think this line is a little bit short also. I think Alabama beats them probably about 24 points. Give me the Crimson Tide in this one to get it done. Virginia Tech on the road at Duke. Virginia Tech laying 10.5 on the highway. Duke has kind of regressed since their opening week game against Notre Dame, where they didn't embarrass themselves. Lost by 14, I think, was right on the road against Notre Dame. But the past 2 weeks, or past two times out, they haven't looked good. They turned the ball over about two or three times against Boston College and lost 26-6. In a game they were actually favored in, Carolina Jack, but I told you that Boston College was going to cover the spread and would probably win that game, and they did easily. And in the last week, they had like 7 turnovers against Virginia. What the hell? That is crazy numbers. That's crazy numbers. And they lost. They ended up losing 38-20 in a game they were leading going into the fourth quarter. So I think Duke has the opportunity. I mean, they could be a decent team, I think, if they could just hold on to the football and stop throwing interceptions. I mean, but I mean, this is their third game or fourth game, so you know, they've played as many games as anybody out there. And you got to think they're a little bit probably a little bit rust beat up. And for the second straight week, I think they take a loss against a team from the state of Virginia. You know, they lost by 18 to the University of Virginia. They lost by 20 points to Boston College. And I think Virginia Tech is better than both those teams. So give me the Hokies to cover that 10.5 and win big at Duke. Ole Miss on the road at Kentucky. Kentucky is laying 6 at home against Ole Miss. Kentucky did not play bad last week at all against an Auburn team, that a more talented Auburn team. Offensively, Auburn didn't look great in that one. But well, a little bit of that can be contributed to Kentucky's defense. And this week they're at home facing a different team, different type of team here in Ole Miss, a team that put up a ton of yards against Florida in week one, but showed absolutely no defense and got picked apart by Kyle Trask. This is a different type of offense they'll be facing, of course, with Kentucky. A home game for Mark Stoops and crew. I look for them to take the win here. And this line is about right. I think they win by about a touchdown over Ole Miss. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed on that one, praying that one comes through for me. Ole Miss, I think, is going to be a problem. I think it's going to be a problem for some people. I think Kentucky's just got a little bit too much experience on both lines of scrimmage, a lot more experience, especially on the entire defensive side of the football. I think they'll be able to slow down that Rebel attack just enough, and Terry Wilson and crew will get things going, maybe be able to get a vertical passing game going against Ole Miss that they weren't able to do against Auburn. We'll look for the Wildcats at home to cover. Arkansas at Mississippi State. Mississippi State laying 17.5 at home. I don't think Arkansas is very good. Unfortunately, new head coach, defensive new coordinators, and that. I think they will be better in time. But I think last week's first half performance against Georgia, where they were leading at halftime and all that, was just really due to just Georgia just playing, just being inept, coming out really rusty, and trying out a couple different quarterbacks until we found something that actually worked. When all was settled, Georgia ended up winning that game by a larger margin than any SEC team did all weekend long. And Mississippi State is putting up a ton of yards against LSU. Don't think they'll have a problem at all here with Arkansas in their first home game, right? So give me the Mississippi State Bulldogs to cover that 17.5. Tulsa on the road at UCF. UCF laying 21.5 at home. You got to back the Central Florida Golden Knights here. And, Tulsa, this is their first game back, right? I think this is their first game back since the 16-7 loss to Oklahoma State, where they played pretty well. But, this is a revenge spot here. They beat UCF last year. I don't see that one happening here. Dylan Gabriel and company, and they're just automatic. And the game last week against East Carolina, the first drive, they had like four procedure penalties in that drive, and they still scored a touchdown. And just they're really good offensively, and I don't see them being slowed down here by Tulsa. I'm going to take Central Florida to cover. Auburn at Georgia. Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite at home. I think that defensively, Georgia is just superior to Auburn in every way. Look for a game that will be low scoring, in the first half. And Georgia probably gets their sea legs under them in the second half and pulls away with a couple of touchdowns. I think they win this game something like, 28-13, 27-13, something like that. I'm going to take Georgia to cover here. The quarterback situation there, who knows what we're going to get. The JT Daniels kid, I mean, I don't know how much he's going to play. He's been on the shelf for over a year. So even if he does play, I could see him being kind of rusty. Stetson Bennett III, or whatever, isn't that his name? He could be the guy to lead them throughout this entire game. I mean, he could beat Auburn. So give me the Bulldogs to cover at home against Auburn. I don't think Auburn just doesn't have enough for this elite defense. Oklahoma on the road at Iowa State. They're laying 7 on the road in Ames. Oklahoma, I think, is going to play pissed off here and get a big road victory over Iowa State and take care of business. They just totally fell apart last week. Totally fell apart about midway through the third quarter, through the end of the game. Just horrible. They were up by 21 on the verge of blowing Kansas State out. And then all of a sudden, the game just totally spun out of control, and they lost. Quarterback's got to make better decisions. I'm sure that he's had an earful all week long, and I think he's going to play much better, more poise and more discipline on the road against a decent team in Iowa State. But I don't think that they're Maybe the level they've been the past couple of years, they've kind of maybe take a step back a little bit. Let me take the Sooners here to cover the spread and win this game. And the final one of 20th game of our picks against the spread, the Virginia Cavaliers on the road at Clemson. Clemson's laying 28 at home. A lot of people are saying that they think Virginia will come in. They're going to try hard. They're going to play hard. They're going to try to put up a better performance than they did in last year's ACC championship game. And I get that, and that's a valid point, but I've already did a quick take on this game, so you'll know where I'm going with this one if you watch that video. I think Clemson just has too much offensively for Virginia. Yeah, they're rebuilding on both sides of the ball, and I think they're a decent team in the ACC, but they're not the level that they were last year. There's no Bryce Perkins, and there was Bryce Perkins was there last year, and they lost to Clemson like 62-17. Now, Clemson was in championship mode in that game. I don't think they're going to be in championship mode in this one. I think, though, that they will be able to cover 28 against Virginia. I just think that they're going to get out from the get-go and just get ahead like 35-3 or 35-0, something like that. They're just going to coast home. I don't see Virginia covering this game. I'm going to take the Taters in this situation to cover that big number. It's a home game, and I think it's totally doable. All right, guys. So those are the picks against the spread for week number 5. If you like this video, please hit it with a thumbs up. Click the bell for notifications and subscribe if you're not already subscribed to the College Jackpot channel. We do all kind of good college football content here. Unfortunately, tomorrow I won't be doing any live streaming of the South Carolina Florida game due to the fact that I'll be working during that one. But, you know, I don't know. If I can possibly sneak away early, maybe catch some of the second half. You may see me either blow up in anger or, yeah, you'll see me blow up in anger because I think that we stand about as much a chance of winning that game as I do teleporting to the moon tonight. So there's that one. But we may watch some Clemson, Virginia tomorrow night. Who knows? And I'll be pulling for the Cavaliers in that one. And they're about in the same boat with the Gamecocks. They stand about as much of a chance of beating Clemson as I do. I don't know. Just turning into a pumpkin during the evening. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that. Appreciate it. Thanks for watching. I'll see y'all later. Peace. And I'm out. Go Gamecocks. Fire Coach Boone. Woo.